Welcome back, beautiful souls. You are with myself, Cosmic Angel 555, established in 2018. This is for the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra on the 25th of March 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Yusai Reiki session or Tumens, Galactic Reiki session, sound therapy or spiritual counseling. Head over to my website, cosmicangel5555@wixsite.com. I do have some amazing infused intention candles. They are only $11.11 plus postage and packaging, and they are infused with amazing powerful oils, herbs and intentions. I do have a love one, a money one, protection one and a banishing one. There is also some cosmic ritual oil, there is protection oil and money drawing oil. You can use the oil for anointing yourself, for your candle work, for your bath enhancer, a few drops in your floor wash, for your home protection. The money can be used for, again, anointing yourself, candle work, bath enhancer, for when you're meeting people, signing important documents, basically wanting a bit more cash in your pocket. And more. So do head over to the Instagram for the pictures and more information on all of the Cosmic's shop, and also for the pictures of the reading. Cosmic Angel 555 on Instagram. I will be updating the website soon, but Mercury's in retrograde right now and it's not being workable. And I will also have the mini shamanic sound journey up, to go and check it out. So before we get into the energy of the full moon lunar eclipse, I want to mention Ostara, as a lot of the Celtic goddesses have been working with me lately. Ostara is on the 24th of March, and it is a Celtic tradition and also in the Wheel of the Year, and it marks the spring equinox, rebirth, planting, seeds. And this festival was adapted by their Germanic tribes such as the Anglo-Saxons, and marks the first day of spring and balance throughout the year. Ostara comes from Ystar, the Anglo-Saxon goddess. So Ostara is a time for growth and new beginnings, potential for growth and abundance. More about that on my Instagram if you'd like to check that out, of ways to celebrate. So this lunar eclipse is in Libra, illuminating the end of patterns, especially unhealthy ones relating to relationships, platonic, romantic, friendships, and also self-love. Power dynamics, people-pleasing, past behaviors are being left behind as we are launched forward on quantum leaps through our trajectory and ascension. Balance in giving and receiving, and taking responsibility, waking up to our inner power, and not being compliant as to not rock the boat. This has likely been building up since the last new moon in Pisces. And I also want to mention that this lunar eclipse full moon is not as potent as the total solar eclipse in Aries next month on the 8th of April. That is going to be strong as fuck. So So Venus is also conjunct Saturn at this time, and this is bringing up resentment around relationships. Emotions are either reserved, or this can make some relationships stronger. Financial reconstruction is coming in, as is new wealth, and that is confirmed as I do get into the reading. This eclipse is marking our need collectively for independence, for honesty, for releasing of the people pleasing or attachment to superficial peace. And some of the unhealthy habits coming up are around the ways of relating to others. So, like, keeping the peace at all costs, maybe in the case of not being liked, we have diplomacy with Libra, and then we have honesty and self-power with Aries. So prioritizing ourselves and others coming in, it's also a funky time. Oh, sorry, there's a funky train. It is a funky time. There is a funky train going on with Pluto and Aquarius and a sextile with Sun and Aries. And what does that mean? It means it's bringing up conflict between selfishness and justice. And there is also a strong energy about of the female aspect of Mars, the warrior, the assertiveness, the standing in the power, the truths, the fighting for equality, and everyone has a voice. So as we know, Libra is ruled by the heart chakra, Venus is the ruling planet, and it is ruled by the seventh house, which is partnerships. So we are going to move on to the reading. I am going to play some heart chakra frequencies. I do apologize if there is background noise, but I am recording this on Paddy's Day. So our first card, and one of the main overall energies that we are working with, is realization. So with self-awareness comes realization. Knowledge is power. Self-examination of your role within a situation is important. As we move into the early waxing cycle, light begins to shine upon the shadows, illuminating what is. This is the beginning of a powerful process, realization. When we decide to really examine our lives without fear or favor, it can be hard. This is no doubt an act of courage. We might not like what we discover after all, yet without self-awareness and the will to act upon those realizations, whether we perceive them as negative or positive, we do not get to change and grow. The realization that we have a pattern, a bad habit, or a behavior that is causing us pain is a powerful position, even though we may feel worry and pain around this discovery. We can then take personal responsibility to change our situation, since we know our current position. Knowing ourselves more completely enables us to accept ourselves more readily and to dare to love exactly who we really are. So, wow, some powerful, powerful processes of realizations, self-examination, responsibility, and growth coming in under this lunar eclipse, full moon in Libra. Our next card that we got is another powerful, powerful one, and it is the Sacred Rebel with humility. How can I humble myself in order to bring greater harmony to the situation at hand? The The Sacred Rebel reminds you that humbling ourselves is the first step to obtaining true wisdom. Swallowing our pride, owning up to our mistakes, and admitting that we do not have all the answers can be difficult to do in a culture that glorifies domination over cooperation. But being able to do so will not only cultivate true self-worth within yourself, but also allow you to see the inherent worth of all people and other species. Ishmael by Daniel Quinn is a novel that questions the ways of the modern world and the largely accepted belief that in order to progress, humankind must inherently cause destruction and disharmony on the planet. It categorizes humans into two groups, the takers and the leavers. Takers, the dominant culture, believe the laws of nature do not apply to man because he is the pinnacle of creation and was put on this earth to rule it. Ugh. 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 Had the distortion. Leavers create human settlements that are not against Mother Nature's laws, but subject to it. And the symbolism on this card, in both a physical and metaphysical sense, this woman has taken a vow to love, embrace, and appreciate what Mother Nature has created in all its imperfectly perfect glory for the healthy, from the healthy full locks of spiral curls growing out of her head that she refuses to flat iron, to the big floppy ears on her Doberman that she refuses to have cropped for purely aesthetic reasons, to the lush green plants growing around her room. Her greatest act of defiance against the dominant and harmful culture of the takers, however, is in her books, the knowledge and wisdom of the ancients that no one can take away from her once she has opened up her mind and heart with genuine humility and hunger for the truth. So, wow, how powerful, and again on point and linking in with the energy and the introduction of this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. So again, humbling ourselves, obtaining our true wisdom and knowledge, maybe swallowing our pride in some situations, and definitely taking responsibility, owning up to our mistakes. Cultivating that true self-worth. So our next card is Shambhala Initiations. Retreating to recharge, trusting the process, Dharma. Shambhala or Shambhala, also known as Shangri-La, is a city of light said to be hidden somewhere in the Himalayas near Tibet. According to the Theosophical teachings, this etheric retreat is where we come into contact with some of the greatest spiritual adepts, enlightened teachers, and divine masters to ever walk the earth. In Buddhism and Hinduism, Shambhala is said to be the home of the god Shiva and of Buddha's enlightened beings. And in the Bon tradition, every year thousands make a pilgrimage to Mount Kailash, the supposed location of the hidden city, as this is said to bring good fortune. We can visit the etheric retreat of Shambhala during the dream state, astral travel, and meditation. If you feel it is calling you or that the energies of this gateway seem familiar, you may have been there before. The Golden Temple of Shambhala sits in the heart of the Himalayas, between the physical and non-physical, and is said to appear to seekers who are ready to expand their awareness. It is the sacred energetic temple of all enlightened masters, particularly those who are connected to the Eastern traditions. They form a great galactic and universal council of elders who support the turning of the wheel of Dharma. Dharma is a Sanskrit word that relates to the unfolding of our life path. With your hands in the prayer position, imagine yourself surrounded by golden light and say, "Great masters and elders of Shambhala, thank you for helping me remember my Dharma so that I can have an enlightened awareness of the worlds." When things quieten down in your life, know that this isn't a failure but an opportunity to retreat and recharge. In the busyness of the physical world, our spirit is often playing catch up with our body, to the point that it gets used to being overactive and overworked. When the great masters of Shambhala come to you, they are encouraging you to take time to be away from the outer world and dive into the inner world. If you have been moving full speed ahead, this gateway encourages you to slow down and retreat. Take time to gather your energy, spend time in meditation and reflection in order to gain a clearer awareness of your current situation. You will uncover many insights and gifts during this period and realize there is a master awakening within. So, wow, how powerful was that Dharma enlightenment, retreating, recharging, golden temple. Wow. So I am moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle. We do have a few aspects coming up. We have friendship coming up again. We did get that last week. And again, that is on point with the energy for now. We do have truth coming up. We have some releasing to do as well. There is activation happening, especially around the heart center and with our truth and with our soul gifts. And then we have sound healing coming in, as this will help immensely with these energies, with realigning our chakra and meridian and energetic fields. It will also help with the activations that is going on with the higher heart chakra at this time. And again, friendships are just coming up strongly at this time, whether that be for review, whether that be for strengthening, whether that be for true sharing, it is coming up strong at this time. So we're moving on to the tarot. So our first card and the question that I asked is energy for this full moon lunar eclipse. And for that, there is some progress coming in. Again, there's this improvement and this movement in the right direction. There's this energy manifested. There's manifestation and waiting on the results of all of the effort that you have put in. And again, there's new opportunities coming in during this energy and just continuous movement coming in. We are also being guided to take stock of what we have and where we are, and also show some gratitude for that. And our next question that I asked is something we should release. So definitely there's old stories going on here. There's holding on to old stories. And there's, I feel, closed off. There's a need to really open up and trust people. I feel like there's parts of the heart chakra and the emotional and mental body that is being closed off right now under this energy, because the emotions can be overwhelming, especially working on that mental and emotional body and that second layer of the auric fields. So again, there's a need to let go of these old stories, of these old battles. There's a need to follow through with what we've started, with the final push, motivation, resilience, and determination. So I feel like this is really boundaries, trapped by our own boundaries. Maybe some burnout coming in, and that's making an energy of giving up coming in. But again, we're reminded to stand in our power, in that resilience, in that last stand, and find this motivation in the difficulty, and find the way of navigation of these energies. The next question that I asked is, how can we create space for new energy? And for that, we can step really into our confidence, again, into that determination, into that creativity, creative mode, into what we're passionate about, and express that with boldness to the world. There's also really a need and an energy coming in here of helping others as you build your empire, your queendom, your kingdom, whatever it may be, your universe. There's a need to help others. Again, that power dynamics and balance of giving and receiving coming up strongly there. The next question that I asked is energy around the collective that is setting the tone for the year. So for that, there is good energy around the collective. Finally, they're starting to realize their worth, their feelings and energy of gratitude that they're sending out is helping to be in a flow with the universe, which is bringing in stability, it's bringing in success, generosity, it's bringing in material abundance, and again, really knowing and accepting our worth. The next one that I asked is a new paradigm shift that we are entering. And for that, there is this energy of coming together, of community, of teaching and learning, of sharing and listening, of teamwork, of growing and expanding together. And no limit to what we can manifest together. I will be having a manifestation workshop coming up pretty soon. And I will have details about that. I would love to get together and help amplify some of the manifestations, and also give you some tips on helping with that manifestation power. Final question that I asked was a message from the universe, and the universe wants us to know that there's an amazing energy coming in here of new beginnings, new ventures, new tasks, new ideas. There's planting seeds right now, and again, there's this success, there's a manifesting power, there's prosperity, abundance, and our ambitions are coming in strong. So very, very powerful energy and message there from the universe for us for this full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. Remember to check out some of these cards, because these ones are very spicy. The tarot deck that I used on Instagram. I do also put a picture up with the podcast, but I don't know which platform you are on. And our final card to wrap this up is, what if it isn't true? The thing you are telling yourself right now, the concrete reasons why you think you don't belong. You can't do it. You won't get there. You're not enough, or it's not for you. What if it wasn't true? It's time for a soul chat. Close your eyes. Put your hands on your heart and ask the wise one within yourself. What if it isn't true? What else might be possible? Journal your answer. What lie do I need to let go of to reach my soul's truth? Wow, how powerful. Going to play us out with a little tiny bit of a rattle. Thank you, as ever, for joining me for this full moon lunar eclipse. I do hope it helps you navigate these frequencies. Thank you to everyone I have helped, I am helping, and I will help in the future. And thank you to everyone that is supporting the candle journey. As I was mentioning, it did remind me of the podcast last week when we were talking about the roots of the willow tree. I did have this download 7 years ago and didn't have enough confidence or enough of healing my past life, especially the Celtic ones, for holding the sacred knowledge of herbs and sounds to put out there. So now I have, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that is supporting that journey so far. Namaste. We'll be back soon.